This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In West Bengal, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible, as the Election Commission has released the full list of voters under judicial review under the Special Intensive Revision of the Electoral Roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been made public, with voters clearly classified as eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry has reached a crescendo. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties will be making concerted efforts to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said today that all infiltrators will be sent back to their countries if the BJP comes to power in Bengal. Addressing an election rally in Assam's Patharkandi, Mr. Shah alleged that the Congress gave shelter to infiltrators in Assam's Barak Valley.
This land is ours. These infiltrators are taking away the employment of our youth. They are taking a share of poor people's rice and paddy fields. They are taking away the labor of the tea garden workers. We will not let this happen. Bharatiya Janata Party will do the work of taking infiltrators out of the country.
Bharatiya Janata Party karegi.
In Kerala, political parties have been holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state in a final bid to reach voters, as campaigning will end at 6 p.m. this evening. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra also addressed an election rally in Kalpeta this morning. She came down heavily on the LDF government in Kerala, accusing that people's problems have increased during the LDF regime. In Puducherry, senior BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda, DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin and Vidutalai Chiruthaigal Katchi leader Thirumalavalavan MP are among the prominent leaders campaigning today. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said ensuring food security and increasing farmers' income are top priorities of the government. The Union Minister was addressing the Regional Agriculture Conference held in Jaipur today. He said concrete and multidimensional efforts are being made to strengthen the agriculture sector. He emphasized that diversification in agriculture is essential to empower farmers and make them self-reliant. He said adopting new technologies, promoting modern farming practices and focusing on integrated farming systems are the need of the hour. Mr. Chauhan said special emphasis must be laid on adopting natural farming and ensuring the judicious use of fertilizer. A 9-judge constitution bench of the Supreme Court today commenced hearing petitions concerning alleged discrimination against women at religious places, including the Sabarimala temple and the scope of religious freedom across faiths. The bench, headed by Chief Justice Suryakant, includes Justices B.V. Nagaratna, M.M. Sundaresh, Ehsanuddin Amanullah, Arvind Kumar, Augustine George Massey, Prasanna B. Varale, R. Mahadevan and Joy Malia Bagchi. Ahead of the hearing, the centre submitted written arguments urging the Apex Court to uphold restrictions on the entry of women of menstruating age into the Sabarimala temple. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has directed Broadcast Audience Research Council to withhold reporting the television rating points for news TV channels for a further period of 4 weeks. The decision has been taken to curb the display of unwarranted sensationalism and speculative content by some news channels amidst the West Asia conflict. The ministry said such coverage can potentially create panic among the general public. Tensions across West Asia are rising further as Israel carried out strikes on energy infrastructure of Iran yesterday. Israel attacked Iran's South Pars gas field in Asaluye, the country's largest gas facility. The development has raised fears of retaliation and possible disruption to global energy supplies. The missile interceptions in Saudi Arabia, along with the fire at Al Jubail and strikes on Iran's energy facilities, highlight growing risks to critical infrastructure across West Asia. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that the United States could decimate Iran in a single night if Tehran fails to reach a deal and the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened before the deadline. And with that, we end this news bulletin.